Claude Code is Anthropic's terminal native coding agent. In 2026, it's the strongest choice for autonomous, auditable, pipeline-composable coding work. Best-in-class SWE bench performance with Opus 4.7, native MCP integration across hundreds of servers, Git worktree isolation, and a programmable agent SDK. Its main weaknesses are per task cost on Opus 4.7 and context exhaustion on large monorepos. Most Claude Code reviews lead with model benchmarks. That's the wrong frame. What separates Claude Code from Cursor, Copilot Workspace, and Codex CLI isn't a percentage point on SWE bench, it's the harness architecture. Claude Code gives you a programmable agent loop you own, subagents you compose, MCP servers you wire, worktrees you branch, and a session transcript you audit line by line. No equivalent depth exists in any IDE native tool in 2026. We've run Claude Code as the backbone of the Koenig AI Academy agent pipeline for 3 months, dispatching blog commissions, running SEO link insertion across 26 published posts in a single batch, and generating course audio scripts. Here's what works, what breaks, and how to set it up. What Claude Code actually does well: one, subagent decomposition for tasks that overflow a single context window. Claude Code can spawn parallel worker agents, each in its own Git worktree, and coordinate their output. A cross-repo refactor touching 40 files, which would overflow even a 200K window with full context, splits into four parallel subagents, each handling 10 files, then merges. The Claude agent's command and worktree flag exist precisely for this, and the V21153 changelog explicitly improved workflow status handling for multi-agent sessions. Claude Code releases in our pipeline. A parent agent dispatches three simultaneous child agents. One drafts content, one fact-checks citations, one writes schema markup. Wall clock time for a 1,200-word blog drops from 20 minutes, serial, to 8 minutes, parallel. Two, MCP integration with the full ecosystem. The Model Context Protocol is the emerging standard for connecting AI agents to external tools, GitHub, databases, file systems, Slack, without bespoke per-tool wiring. Claude Code is the reference MCP client. As of mid-2026, hundreds of published MCP servers exist, and Claude Code loads them via a simple Claude/MCP JSON manifest. This matters because your coding agent can query your issue tracker, read your production database schema, and push notifications to Slack in the same session without a separate integration layer. Cursor also supports MCP, but its plugin surface ties to the IDE. Claude Code's terminal runtime means MCP-connected sessions run headlessly in CI, on remote boxes, and inside Docker containers. 3. Git worktree isolation as a first-class safety primitive. Claude Code's native worktree flag creates an isolated Git working directory, makes all changes there, and commits to a feature branch, never touching main directly. Claude Code docs this matches Anthropic's own zero-trust agent guidance. Task-scoped permissions, protected memory, sandboxing. Zero trust for AI agents. We treat worktree as a non-negotiable baseline. Every Claude Code task in our pipeline writes to an isolated worktree. A reviewer agent inspects the diff before merge. The full pattern is in our AI coding agent workflow primitives guide. 4. Token efficiency on complex tasks. Despite Opus 4.7's high per token cost, Claude Code often uses fewer tokens than alternatives on complex multi-step tasks. Third-party comparisons found Claude Code completing the same task in 33,000 tokens that Cursor's agent consumed 188,000 tokens to handle. NX Code comparison, the reason is harness design. Claude Code's built-in tools, Bash, Glob, Grep, Read, Edit, Write, are purpose-built for code navigation. Agents that rely on LLM-generated tool calls to explore the codebase burn tokens on wrong guesses. Claude Code's tool primitives don't. 5. Programmable SDK for autonomous pipelines. The Claude Agent SDK embeds Claude Code as a Node 20+ library. Custom loop control, checkpoint and resume logic, cost circuit breakers, structured output parsing. This makes Claude Code viable as an autonomous pipeline component, not just a tool you invoke manually. We wire it into the paperclip task dispatch system with per-task budget caps and automatic escalation when scope exceeds limits. Where Claude Code breaks per-task cost on Opus 4.7, Opus 4.7 costs 15/m talk input and 75/m talk output at API rates. Anthropic pricing a complex 40-file refactor that runs multiple tool call rounds can consume 822 in a single session. Pro plan limits, $20 month, cover light daily use. Max, 100/200 month, covers heavy agentic work but still hits rate limits during intense sprints. The fix is model routing. Use Sonnet 4.6, $3/$15 per mTalk for implementation and diff generation, reserve Opus 4.7 for planning steps and reasoning heavy tasks, and route QA verification to Haiku 4.5, $25/$1, $25 per mTalk. We cut our monthly token cost by 60% after implementing this split. Context exhaustion on large monorepos 200K token sounds generous until you open a 500,000-line monorepo with dense imports. Claude Code has no built-in whole repo vector index, unlike Cursor's semantic codebase search. The Claude MD convention helps project-level summaries reduce Ray reads, but for truly large repos, you must explicitly scope tasks with add dire or subagent decomposition. Session state doesn't survive shell exit. Claude Code's agent loop lives in your terminal. SSH disconnect or shell timeout ends the loop. Cursor background agent persists server side and resumes. Claude Code's answer is SDK-based checkpoint logic, but you build it yourself. For interactive long-running sessions, run Claude Code inside Tmux as a minimum. Set up Claude Code for production, 10 steps 1. Install the CLI, npm install g at Anthropic AI / Claude Code, node 20 plus required. 2. Authenticate, Claude Auth login with your Anthropic account, or generate a project API key at console anthropic.com for team use. 3. Initialize Claude. MD, Claude init at your project root, generates a conventions file Claude Code reads at every session start. 4. Set your default model. Claude config set model Claude Sonnet 4.6 for cost balanced work, Claude Opus 4.7 for planning heavy tasks. 5. Add MCP servers, create Claude / MCP, JSON, add server definitions, GitHub MCP, file system MCP, etc. Run Claude MCP list to confirm they load. 6. Enable WorkTree mode, pass WorkTree for any automated or high stakes task. Claude Code works on a new branch and never writes to main. 7. Set a per task budget cap. In SDK mode, set max tokens per task to prevent cost runaway on open-ended tasks. 8. Write a specific task spec, Claude refactor src/auth/middleware, TS to use the new JWT schema from PR142, no other files. Specificity reduces tool call rounds. See our context engineering guide. 9. Review the session transcript, Claude session last prints the full log. Use this for audit before merge. 10. Enforce a review gate, never merge a Claude Code WorkTree directly. Require a human diff review or a secondary reviewer agent pass first. Runnable example, the following session runs a scoped refactor and captures the output. Expected output. Real workflows, we ran one SEO internal link insertion across 26 blogs, we ran a coordinated batch. KOEA 7147, that inserted 59 internal links across 26 published blog posts in one session. The agent read each blog's front matter, matched missing link opportunities against a pre-generated URL map, inserted links with correct anchor text, and committed changes to a feature branch. Total cost, $4.20 in Sonnet 4.6 tokens. Without Claude Code, this would have been a full day of manual work. The task succeeded because we specified precisely. A pre-built link map, not ad hoc discovery, per file edit scope, and a merge blocked review step. The quality came from harness design, not the prompt. The principle our prompt engineering is harness engineering post covers in depth. 2. Multi-agent content pipeline. Our content pipeline dispatches blog commissions to a Claude Code blog author agent that reads a research synthesis, writes a draft, and hands off to a content reviewer agent. Parent agent orchestrates the chain. Each subagent runs in an isolated worktree. Full blog to draft cycle, under 20 minutes for 1,200 words. Failure mode we hit. When research synthesis lacked dated citations, the agent drafted from training data and the fact-check agent couldn't verify claims. We added a pre-flight check, does the synthesis exist, Does it have greater or equal to 6 dated citations? That blocks and escalates before drafting. Zero trust on agent inputs is as important as zero trust on outputs. Claude Code versus Cursor Composer 2, in 2026, this is the decision most teams face. These tools serve different workflow shapes, and the best teams use both. Benchmarks. Claude Code with Opus 4.7 scores approximately 70% on Cursor Bench, higher than Cursor Composer 2's reported 61.3%. Cursor Technical Report Cursor Composer 2 claims 73.7% on SWE Bench Multilingual. Neither score predicts your real-world task success rate. Benchmark harnesses don't match your repo or CI. Both tools are in the same quality tier. The choice is a workflow fit question. See our buyer's guide for a full tool selection matrix. Cost. Cursor Composer 2's underlying model is 86% cheaper per token than Claude Opus 4.7. VentureBeat at $20 a month flat on Cursor Pro, it's dramatically cheaper for interactive high-frequency use. Claude Code on Sonnet 4.6 narrows the gap, 3/mTOC versus Cursor 0, 50/mTOC, and token efficiency advantages close the gap further on complex tasks. Workflow fit. Choose Claude Code when you need a headless CI integrated pipeline, you want multi-repo agent composition, you need MCP servers that run outside an IDE, you need a full session audit trail. Choose Cursor Composer 2 when you're doing interactive product development in the IDE, you want visible diffs, inline autocomplete, and fast iteration feedback in one surface. Session persistence matters for long runs. The architectural difference that matters most. Cursor's background agents persist server side, IDE can close, and the agent keeps running. Claude Code's loop lives in your terminal. For autonomous pipelines where you control the infrastructure, Claude Code's SDK checkpoint pattern is superior. For interactive long sessions, Cursor's server side persistence wins. See the full two-tool comparison at Cursor 3.2 versus Claude Code workflow, and the three-tool comparison at Copilot Workspace versus Cursor versus Claude Code. When not to use Claude Code, don't use it for IDE native interactive development. If your workflow is, I write a function and want the agent to suggest the next one in real time, Claude Code is the wrong tool. It's an agent that takes a task, executes it, returns a result, not a copilot that follows your cursor. Cursor or Copilot Workspace serves that use case. Don't use it to explore an unknown code base without a spec. Claude Code performs best when the task is specifiable. For I'm new to this code base, help me understand it. Cursor's whole repo semantic index and an IDE visibility outperform a terminal agent working from directory scope alone. Don't use it as your only code review gate. Claude Code can introduce bugs, security issues, and incorrect logic. It is not a substitute for review. Anthropic published the Claude Code sandboxing guide specifically because the agent can execute arbitrary shell commands. The minimum safe pattern. Worktree isolation right arrow automated tests right arrow human or reviewer agent diff review right arrow merge. The Opus 4.7 long-running benchmark shows where agent reliability degrades on tasks beyond 30-minute horizons. Frequently asked questions is Claude Code free. The CLI is MIT licensed and open source. Usage requires an Anthropic Pro, $20 month or max, 100/200/month subscription. API token costs apply beyond plan limits. Opus 4.7 at 15/mTOC input, Sonnet 4.6 at 3/mTOC. A complex 40-file refactor on Sonnet typically costs 1.5. Can I use Claude Code with models other than Claude? No. Claude Code is Anthropic native and roots to Anthropic models only. For model agnostic agent frameworks, look at Codex CLI OpenAI, Aider Multimodel, or Continue Multimodel. If you need vendor flexibility, those tools support OpenRouter and local models. How do I prevent Claude Code from modifying files it shouldn't? Use AddDir to explicitly whitelist directories, write task specs that name specific files, and always run with Worktree so changes are isolated. Add a Claude MD file that lists off limits directories explicitly. For automated pipelines, add a post-session diff check that fails the build if unexpected files were modified. Does Claude Code support Python or non-JavaScript environments? Yes. Claude Code executes via Node 20+, but can run bash commands in any environment, Python, Ruby, Go, Rust, shell scripts. the AllowTools bash flag gives the agent shell access. The bash tool is the universal adapter. What's the difference between Claude Code Pro and Max? Pro, $20 a month, gives access to Claude Code with standard API rate limits. Max, $100-$200 a month, provides 5-20 times higher rate limits for sustained agentic work. Beyond max limits, you pay API token rates. Teams running automated pipelines typically need max or direct API access with budget caps rather than the subscription tier. Knowledge check, what is the primary reason to run Claude Code with WorkTree on production tasks? A, it gives the agent access to a larger context window. B, it isolates all changes to a feature branch, never writing to main directly. C, it enables MCP plugins to load faster. D, it reduces token cost by compressing the session correct answer. B, WorkTree mode creates a Git isolated working directory so the agent's changes are fully reviewable before any merge to main. Want to go deeper on building multi-agent pipelines with Claude Code? Our course / Cursor Composer 2 course covers Claude Code and Cursor Composer 2 in side-by-side exercises, including a full module on harness architecture that mixes tools by workflow stage. The Context Engineering versus Prompt Engineering framework explains why the spec and harness choices above matter more than model selection for real-world task success.